The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The last daf of Yevamos, Kufchot Beis, the Mishnah says, Masiyan al pi baskel, we allow a woman, an aguna, to remarry based on a baskel. What's a baskel? What does the Mishnah mean by baskel? Let's first see the rest of the Mishnah. The Mishnah now brings two anecdotes. First, Ma'aseh be'echad shaman al rosh ha'ar. A man once stood on a mountain peak. Va'amar ish ploni ben ploni makam ploni mace. So-and-so, son of so-and-so, from such-and-such a place is dead. Halchu v'lamatu sham adam. They went there. They didn't find anyone there. V'siyu es ishto. They allowed his wife, the wife of so-and-so, to remarry, based on his testimony. Second anecdote. V'shuv ma'aseh be'talmon. In a place called Talmon, Be'echad Sha'amar, someone said, Ani ish ploni, ben ish ploni, I, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, Nashchani, Nachash, Vareani, Mace, I have been bitten by a snake, and I am dying. V'holchu v'lo ikiru, they went there, they didn't recognize him. V'holchu v'siyu es yishtu. Based in, they permitted his wife to remarry. So what is a baskel? So, the Rambam says, in the Pirush Mishnayos, very tersely, somewhat cryptically, the Rambam says, Baskol, hu asher bier b'maseh be'echad b'maseh b'talmud. Baskol, at least here, means, that's what the Mishnah goes on to explain in the two anecdotes of the maseh be'echad and maseh b'talmud. The Rambam understood the Mishnah as klal uprat. Generally speaking, Baskol. What is Baskol? These two examples. Baskol means disembodied voice. Tos Yontif explains this, even though he says elsewhere in Shas, Baskol means a heavenly voice, says in the story of Tanur Shalach Noi, Rabbi Eliezer said, the halacha is like me. The Chacham said, no, it isn't. He said, Charav Yochiach, the carob tree. Kosel Yochiach, the wall should show that I'm right. And then we said, Mershamayim. Baskel came and said, halacha Rabbi Eliezer. That's a baskel, a heavenly voice. Says it tells Yontif, that's not what it means here. What it means here is, as the Rambam explains, it's derech klal uprat. Baskel means a voice that's not connected to a source. It's a homonym. Typically, when one hears a voice, one knows, one is aware of the source. Here, it's just a voice, without seeing anyone there. That's baskel. The truth is, Rav Moshe ben Chaviv, the Marab ben Chaviv, actually brings three pshatim in the Mishnah. This is one of them. His first pshat is, baskel means what it means elsewhere in Shas. Baskel d'alma, like the baskel at Elach Gebeis Hillel, or it says every day there's a baskel that comes from Har Chariv and complains that people are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. That's his first pshat. The second pshat is this pshat based on the Rambam that it's derech klal uprat. It means the ma'aseh be'echad, ma'aseh b'talmud, disembodied voice. Third pshat based on a tshuva of Mari Samot in the tshuvas of the Beis Yosef. It means a rumor. Baskel means a rumor. Even though normally we don't need two edim for aguna. We need at least eid mipi'ed, eid echad, some kind of direct testimony, even if there's another link in the chain, but we have a clearly defined chain of transmission of the account. Baskel means a rumor. People are just saying things. Oh, he's dead. We heard it, and nobody knows where they heard it, who they heard it from. That's at least a havamin in this tshuva. That's what baskel means. But the Tos Yontif insists that baskel here means the baskel, like the Rambam explains, baskel means disembodied voice, but not the baskel of Minas Shemayim. Why not? Why can't he learn that baskel means what he himself concedes it usually means in Shas? He says, that can't be. He says that if that's what it would be, if it would be Kain Nevuah, the ordinary baskel, lo ha'inu samchem alav, we would not rely on such a baskel, we would not permit the woman based on that baskel. The halacha, she'ei mashgichin v'baskel b'chol duchta, we don't follow the baskel, and that's indeed what happened in the story of Tanur Shalach Noi. Rabbi Eliezer said, let Shemayim demonstrate that I'm right. The baskel said, why are you disagreeing with him? He's right. Rabbi Yeshua said, Tarla b'Shemayim, we don't follow the baskel. Now others disagree with the Tosfos Yontif. Ratzvi Hirsch of Berlin, for example, says, lo yadati minayin lo. And the reason he thinks the Tosfos Yontif is wrong, he makes a distinction between questions of law, questions of halacha, versus questions of fact. All the examples in Chazal, in the Rishonim, he says, that talk about Emashkichin Babaskol, the idea that Tarla B'Shemayim, he are talking about establishing halacha. Rabbi Eliezer said, the halacha is this way, the Chum said it's not, the Baskel said he's right. Beshamim Beis Hillel disagreed, Baskel said halacha Beis Hillel, and there also is an issue of Tarla B'Shemayim. Tosis discusses why Tosis says we actually pass in like Rabbi Yeshua, the Emeshkechim Baskol and Tanish Lachnoi, yet when it comes to Betil and Mishamai, we do pass in like Betil because of the Baskol. What's the difference? Tosis has different distinctions, which we'll return to later in our discussion. But those are all questions of Halacha. You want to know what the Halacha is? Torah Lo Shemayimi. Halacha was given over to the Lomdei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, and we don't bring supernatural proof for Halacha. But facts, to establish facts, why can't you establish the fact based on a baskel, based on supernatural evidence? And this is indeed the shita of many poskim. However, at least one achron who agrees with the Tosis Yontif is Marav ibn Chaviv himself. Marav ibn Chaviv is going on a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says the pasuk says the man is Kizra God Lavan. Torah calls the man God, calls it Lavan. Gemara has various drushes about the sense of the word God and Lavan. One shot is God shemagid lehem liYisrael. The man informed people, Iben Tishal Arishon and Iben Shival Achron, a child of uncertain paternity. Mother remarried too close to her being with her first husband, and now we're not sure if the child is from the first or second husband. We look where the Omer is. Rashi explains, the Omer fell, Omer look a Golas, no matter how much somebody took, he ended up with exactly one Omer per capita. So we see, if the Omer is in the collection of the second husband, the second family, it's his child, their child. If with the first father, then it's his child. The Gemara brings a couple of other examples. Lavan, Shemalavan, Avonoseim, Shal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Man was like a Navi, you would tell them, Mashe Becharon, Mashe Bestokin. You would tell Jews the goings-on in the cracks and crevices. For example, two people had a Dintara. Reuben had an Eved. Shimon says, you stole it from me, it was my Eved. Reuben said, no, I bought it from you. Everyone agrees it used to be Shimon. The question is how he got it. Moshe said, Lebokar Mishpat, tomorrow we'll see who's telling the truth. What would they do? They would see where the Omer was. If it was Beis Rabba Harisha, and if it was found in the home of the first master, it must be it was still his, it was Shimon's, and Reuben stole it. If it was with Beis Rabba Sheni, then he bought it. Similarly, a man and a woman were having a dintara. They argued who was at fault. Who sarach alai? He sarach alai. He did it. She did it. So we see where the man was again. If the man was a Beis Baila, then he's right and she's wrong. If the man was a Beis Avia in her family home, then her share of man, then she's right and he's wrong. Says Marav ibn Chaviv, Tema, Torah Lava Shemayimi, Emashkikim Babaskal. How can we decide halacha based on supernatural? We don't follow Nevi'im. Ein Navi Roshay L'Chadesh. We don't follow Nevi'im. We don't follow supernatural sources. He doesn't really have an answer. How can we rely on man, on supernatural evidence to determine halacha? So the same Rabbi Mechaviv, though, who says that we shouldn't rely on supernatural evidence, it didn't stop him from still bringing one of his three pshatim in his Esros Nashim. This piece about the man is in his Tosefes Yom Kippur, Man Yoma. He discusses our mission in his Esros Nashim. And here he seems to have no problem understanding that the Mishnah could be talking about a classic baskal, the sort of baskal that means supernatural voice. But nevertheless, he doesn't seem to have acknowledged his astira here, but nevertheless, many Acharonim, perhaps most Acharonim, say there is definitely a distinction between questions of law and questions of fact, and we do indeed rely on baskals, rely on other types of supernatural sources of information to determine fact, even though we don't do it to determine law. One interesting Acharon also, who seems to side with Tos Yontif and the Tosefes Yom Kippurim, that we do not rely on supernatural sources even to establish fact, this is noted by the Chida. He brings the sefer Bnei David of Rabbi David Falcon. There's a discussion in the early poskim about Eishes Eliyahu. Was Eliyahu's wife allowed to remarry after Eliyahu disappeared? He didn't exactly die, he disappeared. Is that called Eishes Ish or Eishes Malach? So that's a discussion going back to the early poskim, whether his wife can remarry. Ask the Bnei David, how did anyone know he was dead? Or that he was gone, he disappeared. Is that Elisha knew Nevuah maybe? He says, yeah, but Nevuah, since when can you matter an Isha based on Nevuah? So he also, like the Tos Yontif says, assumes that it's not possible, even though it's a question of fact, where is Eliyahu? No one's seen him for a while. Even that, he says, to determine that he was not here, that he's now a Malach, that he's not a human being anymore, that he's gone, even to simply clarify that fact, that would violate the rules of Torah Lava Shemayim. And he also assumes that that's a problem. You cannot rely on supernatural sources of information to be Matur and Isha. So even though he and the Tos Yontif and the Marav ibn Chaviv in his Tos Yom Kippurim seem to say that, nevertheless, many other Acharonim disagree. Many other Acharonim say that questions of fact we are allowed to establish based on supernatural sources. Perhaps the most interesting halacha l'maaseh discussion of being matur and aguna based on supernatural sources of information, appears in a fascinating tshuva, celebrated tshuva, of Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tintz in his Meshivas Nefesh. He was asked about a case, tragedy. Three men had disappeared. They were presumed to have drowned and died by drowning. They had taken a river voyage. They had never been heard from again. They were voyaging with merchandise. There was all kinds of circumstantial evidence that they had met an unfortunate end on the river, but there wasn't any proper evidence. There wasn't anything really solid that we typically use to matter an aguna. And now, of course, there's a great mitzvah to matter an aguna, so we try very hard. But as Rabbi Aryeh Tintz freely concedes in the opening of his tshuva, the first line, heter nashim elu kashim od, very difficult to find a proper heter for these women. Chamatein trufel makasin, it's almost impossible to find a heter. Nevertheless, as poskim so commonly do in aguna, he does manage to find various heter. The case itself was fairly complicated, and all three of the men had different sets of circumstances, different set of heter. The heter for one of the three men was based in part on a dream that the mother and another woman also, but primarily the mother of this man, Chaim Yudel, had had. In the dream, her son, Chaim Yudel, appeared to her and said, I'm dead. You know where I am. You know where my body is. In the river, there's a rock. Next to the rock is another rock, twice as big. Under that rock is a depression, a little hollow. That's where my body is. So she said, they're looking for you over there. Why don't they find your body? She said, I'll tell you why. They're looking for me. They're, apparently they were dredging up the river using iron poles. They were searching for the body by poking around the riverbed. So he says, my body is under the rock. And the sticks, the iron sticks, they're straight poles. So they can't reach under the rock. If you want to find me, he says, you have to use curved poles. And that'll maybe reach under the rock. So they actually tried using curved poles. They didn't dig up a body that was identifiable, but they did find some evidence that may have been of him. So it seemed like there was something to what he said. But in any event, he explained to them about the poles. The woman was apparently a skeptic, rather skeptical. She kept telling him, the whole conversation occurs in Yiddish, which I'm trying to translate to the best of my ability, paraphrase. She kept saying, Achalaim, blaif nar achalaim. Achalaim is nar achalaim. It's only a dream. I'm dreaming. This is not really happening. He kept saying, no, this is really happening. I'm telling you, this is not just a dream. He kept complaining to his mother, why don't you take me seriously? Why don't you listen to me? He gave her simon after simon. He kept giving her details. She actually corroborated some of the details with the fisherman. He said, you don't understand. Go ask the fisherman. They'll corroborate what I'm saying. Everything that could be corroborated was lo nafal davar. Everything that could be corroborated was corroborated correctly. And the dream really seemed like a dream that was true. There was actually another dream. This Chaim Yudel also appeared to another woman, the wife of a doctor. And he had a conversation with her. There weren't quite as many simanim. But in this conversation, he told the wife of the doctor, says, Chaim Yudel, where are you? They're looking for you. So he said, they're never going to find me. I'm lying in a little depression. I'm already covered with sand. They're not going to find my body. And then he said, this is ganshver. It really is very hard, I guess, for anybody to find me. Aber, by God, is alf meglach. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is possible. So the question was, does this dream mean anything? Can we use the evidence of this dream to be matir, the wife of Chaim Yudel, to remarry? So the Maral Tzin says, yes, we can. Throughout his discussion, sometimes he calls it a sniff, sometimes he seems to feel this is actually a solid, standalone heter on its own, but he argues strongly, at some length, that it is possible to rely on this dream to be matir, the woman to remarry. So he discusses our Mishnah of Masin Alpi Baskel, brings it to the Yant of Rambam Shat, that it means... Baskel does not mean supernatural voice. Baskel here simply means the cases of the Ma'aseh Be'echad, Ma'aseh Be'tzalon, means disembodied voice. He discusses why exactly the Rambam didn't learn Kipshuto. The Toz Yantar said he didn't learn Kipshuto because Tara Lo B'Shamayim Hi, Eim Hashgichin B'Baskel. Rabbi Lipkin discusses another pshat that the Gemara asked, maybe it's a shade. Who told you it's a human being? Maybe it's a shade who is maliciously lying to you to get you in trouble. So the Gemara says, you have to see a Bavua de Bavua. Shadow of a shadow, reflection, not clear what this is exactly. Post can say we don't know what this is exactly, but in order to determine that it's not a shade, you have to see certain simon. Says the certain types of shadows or reflections. Says the Maral Tzin, if it's a baskel, you're certainly not going to see any shadow. So who told you it's an authentic baskel? Maybe it's a shade. Then he discusses the chiluk of the Balei Tosfos. Shadim only appear in the wilderness and uninhabited areas. Shadim don't appear in the city. Maybe baskel would be reliable if you heard it in the city where there are no shadim. If you can rule out the possibility of shade, you'd be allowed to rely on a baskel. Actually, I would suggest possibly a third reason why the Rambam didn't learn Kipshuto. I am a Siara Darko, that the Rambam, in general, certainly in the Yad HaChazaka, but even in the Pirush Mishnayos, does not like mixing in the supernatural to halacha. As many Acharonim have noted, Marsham, Shalom Eshev, along with many others, the Rambam omits or modifies many halachas in the Gemara, which involve Shedim or Ruach Ra, certainly black magic, but even things like Shemas, the Gemara talks about Kapat Ayde Shem, even that the Rambam always avoids talking about Shemas. The Rambam seems to avoid the practical supernatural in almost any discussion of the halacha. Even in the Pirush Mishnayos, it may very well be the Rambam was uncomfortable learning a halachic Mishnah as dealing with a baskel, dealing with a supernatural baskel. But in any event, that doesn't seem to have occurred to the Achronim. The Toz Yantif says the Rambam didn't learn baskel kipshuto because Tarla B'Shamayim he. Maral Tzin says it's a question of Shedim. But the Maral Tzin says, no, the Toz Yantif is wrong. There is no problem of Tarla B'Shamayim he. There's no problem of Mishkichim B'baskel. He says, the Gemara Tana Shalachna itself. Rabbi Eliezer said, the Baskel says like me. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, the Torah says, Acher Rav Lahatos. We have to follow the Rav, so we have to ignore your Baskel. Indeed, that is the basis of one of Tosis Terutzim. Tosis asks, why do we accept the Baskel that said, Alachak Beit Hillel, we pass like Beit Hillel after the Baskel because of the Baskel. We don't accept the Baskel of Tana Shalachna to pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So one of Tosis Terutzim is, exactly like Maral Tzin says, that in general we do follow Baskels, except when it's Acharam Lahatos, if it contradicts the rule of following the consensus of Chachmei Yisrael, we can't follow such a Baskel. But in general, he says, if you can follow a Baskel, as long as it doesn't contradict the Rav, Vadem Asin Alpi Baskel Kimish Mechol Lamas. As long as it's true, that's all we need. For Aguno, all we need is the truth. If that's the truth, that he is dead, then we can permit his wife to remarry. He seems to be alluding, possibly, to the distinction made by many poskim to establish fact, if not halacha, certainly when it doesn't contradict the halachic principle of Acharam Lahatos, we're allowed to rely on Baskel. Rav Avadia has a famous tshuva on Tarla B'Shamayim. He actually strongly defends the principle of Tarla B'Shamayim. He, also in the context of a Chalom, he was discussing the Sefer Shailos Tshuvas Min HaShamayim, whether one of the Rishonim, he said, he wrote down Shailos and he had dreams of the answers. The question is, does that have halachic authoritativeness? Rav Avadia says very strongly no, because Tarla B'Shamayim. Other Acharim say maybe, as long as it doesn't contradict the rule of Acharam Lahatos, we could follow it. Rabbi Lipkin says, regarding Mimatra and Aguna, the Toz Yantif is wrong. There is no objection of Tarla B'Shamayim to simply clarify the Metzias, so we're not contradicting any din of Acharam Lahatos. There is nothing wrong with relying on a Basco. All those other Gemaras, Ein Raya Klal. Over there, he says, even if it's true, there's a rule, Tarla B'Shamayim. We're not interested in the truth in and of itself. We have to follow the rules of Tarla B'Shamayim. He says, Eidus Isha, there are many Kulas. As long as it's Nikarim Advarim La'emes, as long as it seems correct, Lagarim Eid Mipiyed, it's not worse than the other sources of fairly tenuous evidence that we rely on. Now, however, Rabbi Leibtzins brings another objection. That is the din of Dibrei Chalamos Lamalav Lamarid. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Brisa says, a person has a dream. The dream tells him, there's some money of your fathers. They're in such and such a place. This is the quantity of coins that there are. However, the Maaser Sheni, he can't use them because they're Maaser Sheni. And he actually goes, looks in that specific place. He didn't know where they were. He relied on the information of the dream to find them. He found them exactly where the dream said. Nevertheless, the halacha is, he does not have to treat them as Ma'aser Sheni. Dibrei Chalamos Lamalav Lamaridin. We don't care. Even though we relied on the dream to tell you where they were, Palgin and Dibur sort of. I accepted the dream to find them as a practical matter. Now I reject the dream telling me that it's Ma'aser Sheni. So Rabbi Lipkin has a long discussion of this Gemara. And he basically comes out, his conclusion is, this only means that we really need two Eidim to be Motzi money or to establish Ma'aser Sheni. For that, a dream is in the same category as Eid Echad. It's not two Eidim. And Mamonis, or even to establish Ma'aser Sheni, to tell you it's not your money, it's Ma'aser Sheni's money, for that you need two Eidim. Indeed, the same Bryce in Sanhedrin begins by having other cases. One of the other cases is, Eid Echad tells you, the money that your father left you, it's here, but it's not yours, it's Ma'aser Sheni, it belongs to somebody else. There also we say that he's not Neman, unless he has a Migu, he could have taken it himself, but without the Migu, he's not Neman, he's only an Eid Echad. He can't establish Ma'aser Sheni, he can't take away your money. So too, Rabbi Leibtzin says, that's the status of a Chalom. Masha'en kein aguna, which an Echad certainly is enough, even a woman, even a non-Jew, even Eid Mipiyed, the standards are very low. All we need is that it's true, and the Dibrei Chalom is true. Certainly he says a dream like this, with so many simanim, it's clearly an authentic dream. He says, Al pi chalom shenira emes, a dream that seems true, you can certainly rely on it. He addresses the question, maybe we know people dream about what they think about. The poor woman was probably thinking about her son all day. So he says, no, even though Chazal tell us that a chalom comes meruhure halev, So this is Dabrashla Alal Dasa Isha Imashal Chaim Yudal Klalu Klal. All these details, I guess, all these particulars. She certainly wasn't dreaming about rocks and curved poles and under the stone and other simanim, he says. This clearly is not Kamei Hurei Libo. This is a dream that certainly seems true. And we may rely on this dream. It's not a problem with Lama Shemayim. It's not a problem with Tibri Chalomos. And that's it. He brings other Gemaras that say that we do rely on dreams. He brings one very interesting argument. He says the dream in which, the second dream in which he appeared to this other woman, the wife of some doctor, he said, it's very schwer, but by God it's Alf Meglach. For Akash Baruch Hu, everything is possible. He says, one of the reasons the Gemara says we sometimes don't rely on a dream is Ade Malach, Ade Shade. Some dreams come from Shadim, and Shadim are malicious. However, he says, the Gemara Megillah says, Shadim are not Moti Shem Shemayim Levatala. And he says, even though the word got is Yiddish, he says, he brings from various poskim that Shem Shemayim, even Belosh and Laz, is a problem of Shem Shemayim Levatala. That's why you say, Brich Rachmana Mari Dehai Pita, it's a bracha, it's a din of a Shem Shemayim, and you now be Moti Shem Shemayim Levatala. Other poskim say this too. The Orem Batumim says you shouldn't write adieu on a letter because that's Shem Shemayim. He said people who curse each other and say Gotzelam Shlagin, Gotzelam Strafin, that you're over the Isra of Klala B'Shem. It's a shame B'Lash and Laz. It's a shame Gomer. So he says the shame certainly is not coming from a shade because it mentioned Hashem's name. He says, and with Osis and Simanim Ka'ela, with such corroborating details, such evidence, you can be Samech on it. Also because Mayim Shein Lamsof, he says, is only Drabanan. And he says, certainly a dream which has such corroborating evidence, such detail, he says, certainly you're allowed to rely on the dream. Brings a Raya from the Ran. He brings a Ran. The Ran says, what's the Havmina that you can rely on a dream from Eitzer Sheni? You can't rely on Eid Echad. Is there a Havmina that a dream is better than Eid Echad? The Ran says, yes, the Havmina is that Chalom is better than Eid Echad. Chalom is Echad Mishishim Menevuah. Kamash Malan, even though a Chalom is something, it's more than Eid Echad, we still say to Chalom is Lamav Lamaridin, and you need real Eidos for Dine Malanus. Says the Maral Tzins, you see, the maskana of the Ran is that a dream is better than Eid Echad. Even though we don't pass it like that, that a dream doesn't work for Ma'aser Sheni, that's self. Even though it is better than Eid Echad, at least as good or better than Eid Echad, but still, it's not sufficiently better than Eid Echad to be Selmech on it for Dine Mamanus. But in a case where Aguna, where the standard is so low, even Eid Echad, even a non-Jew, even Eid Mipi Eid, he says, certainly, we're allowed to be Selmech on Eid Echad to be Matur and Aguna. He further brings another instance of Dibrich Lamech Lamal Vamarid, and he brings a machloket between the Shach and the Maram of Rattenberg and Hilchot Paul, the laws of workers. The exact point they're arguing about is fairly technical, beyond our discussion, but the Maram buttressed what he said by saying, Maram of Rattenberg, Gedolei HaRishonim said that, Kach Hegel Li Bala Chalom, this is what the dream tells us. Bala Chalom, the same language as the Maram Sanhedrin, Hegel Li Bala Chalom, whether it means a human person who has dreams, or it means the master of dreams in the dream, whatever it is, information that comes from a dream, Maram said, this is my shita, this is what I hold, and Kach Hegel Li Bala Chalom. The Shach said, not impressed, bring the Gemara, the Rechlamas Lamal Vamaridin. I don't take dreams seriously. Now, we should note, the Shach is a long Shach, and most of the Shach is actually devoted, 95% of the Shach is devoted to rebutting the position of the Maram on the merits. And the Maram himself only mentions one line about Chalom. The Maram himself discusses the Sugya. But nevertheless, the Shach and the Maram argue about whether you can rely on Dibri Chalomos to rely on Dibri Chalomos for the Paschal Halacha. The Maram certainly knew Lonelam from the Maram, this idea that everyone knows this, he said, Maram held, he said, it's not nothing, it's something. Even here it's a question of law, not a fact. So, still he says, I guess he means because he's not contradicting the Acharav Lahatos, like that Shita. He wasn't basing the Shita just on that, he held that with Misfar anyway. But that is the conclusion of the Maral Tins, Bahas Alkinan, Bahan Achtinan, that a dream is a significant source of information, particularly if there are simanim and corroborating evidence that it's true, it seems real, didn't come here hurei libo. The Rabbi Litzins himself acknowledges that he's saying a tremendous chiddush. He said, especially in Ar Dar, ikvah said to Mashicha, chutzpah yaski, people are going to make fun of him and give him a hard time for lying in a dream, brings a riot from the Ran, brings all kinds of chazals, they took dreams very seriously. So that's his maskana. There's no problem of Tarla Bashamayim hi, a mashkichin babaskol. There's no problem of Dibri Chalom of Lamal Vlamaridin, and he was willing, at least as a sniff, if not as an outright hetzer, he was willing to be Samech on a dream to permit an Aguna to remarry.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.